Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Three, two. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Signy and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mac, I'm gone.
Go ahead. Say it.
All-Star Weekend
go,
is Spider. Here in the Bay.
Yeah.
And when we get Sally next week, I'll hook it up to where
he comes in.
Yeah, we take him to the ship. Yeah.
Long, tall Sally.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. You know
Boy,
what?
You're in a good mood,
you
man.
Know what?
Yeah.
I'd love to see Sally at the ship.
Yeah.
That would be unbelievable. We'll get him there. Yeah.
Lisa Ann gave him the best compliment
a woman
could give
stop?
A man.
Stop. Stop.
I mean, South, you could Google cut. It.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What? Just,
I just mentioned the name.
Kids in the car. Relax. I don't even know who you're talking about, by the way.
Well, I think that's a real savvy comment.
Couple things.
Yes, sir.
Let me read a couple texts from the Comcast business text line. Okay. These run the gamut. Keep in mind, I'm reading texts now. Okay. They're not my thoughts. Oh, it must be a Fool's Gold Friday. Jalen Green was ferocious. Udoka was also questionable for not fouling Kuminga down one possession with 30 seconds to go. Finchie would have fouled Jonathan
Kuminga. I was thinking
Kuminga.
That was on its way.
Well, you know what? And that's what the losing team talks about all the time. Stuff like that.
Wow. Meat on the bone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9-2-5. Come on now. Buddy Hield still stretches the floor to clear the paint for J.K. and Wiggins to go downhill. I'll give you that.
Well.
Yeah.
I'm not out
be a little
on
better
Buddy
if he made
all.
Some shots to go
yeah,
along
yeah,
with
yeah,
it.
You ain't going to make it. But for the season, he's a major plus.
There's no call for this, 402. Did someone on the Warriors staff check the backboard after a couple of those pods threes that he launched last night?
Today's come not on. Today. He had 11 boards.
How about
Dude,
this?
He missed that
How about
one
this
feel,
one?
Boy.
Ow. Now this one's addressed to you, but it has nothing to do with.
You can't bring me down.
No, it's
today.
Just a question for you.
All right, I'm here.
Or a statement, but it does say guru. And a lot of times when they're negative, they'll say, if it's negative, it'll say, Steiny. And I'll say, guru. Like, they're actually saying it to you,
right.
But they're not. But this one, they are, but it's not anything negative. Goo, can we acknowledge the elephant in the room?
We do rats on the table, but we can't.
Kuminga played great with Steph in street clothes. Until Kuminga figures out how to play like this alongside Curry, last night was empty calories. I think that's strong, but I'll throw it to Guru. The I'll empty say, calories
okay, right.
is strong.
But we've kind of said it without saying
Meaning
it.
Meaning too harsh.
Yeah, well, the bottom line and the rat on the table is it's about confidence with Kuminga, and nobody would not take last night so we can get excited to see that incorporated when the chef is out there. And I keep thinking about the Orlando Magic, Stoney, real quick here.
Why?
Boncaro's out. Wagner's had to do more. and it's his show, and he's doing, and he's always been a baller, but now he's showing you components to his game, but he's taking advantage and seizing the moment. But the reality is, once Banchero comes back, things will, dynamics will change, and maybe opportunities to dominate and do this or that won't be as frequent. He's still a baller, but who wouldn't want this? This is more about Wiggins and Kuminga playing together, one. Kuminga's showing you what he can do, and I do believe the way the Rockets tried to defend Kuminga and the Warrior team helped. So shame on the Rockets. But the bottom line is, who wouldn't take this for Kuminga's mental, the Warriors' mental, and see what we got when the and we might see that tonight when the chef's back.
Yeah. And that's the next step, or one of the next steps. 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are all my guys from yesterday that didn't think the Warriors had a chance?
I'm a little disappointed.
Against the Rockets. By the way, you talk about a fishy line. I thought it was a fishy line, too, last night.
2.5
Yeah, 2.5 or 3.5 But the Warriors were playing without Curry and Draymond.
Dude. Man.
They covered in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mark in San Francisco. Mark in the city. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Stein. Hey, Guru.
I just think
they need to play Kuminga at least 30 minutes a game. I mean, the kid's shown even before last night that it takes time for him to get in a rhythm. And the only way and the weakness of his game are his instincts. That's obvious. And the only way his instincts are going to get sharper is against high-level talent. And also, I think Curry needs to learn how to play with Kuminga. I mean, Curry's a better player. And also the turnovers. The guy made a point earlier about turnovers. You notice the turnovers went down when Curry and Draymond were out. I mean, those guys should take care of the ball a little bit better.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, no.
The
bottom line is Curry and Draymond lead the league, lead the team in turnovers.
Yeah, they only had 10 last night.
But obviously when you don't have them, you miss other things.
A lot.
But yeah, the turnovers were down. Why do people do this? Well, you know what? They do it because this is what they believe.
All right.
510, Comcast Business Text Line. Oh, prepare for a letdown tonight. Once Curry and Green return, last night's type of play will be abandoned by Kerr. Well, one thing that doesn't have to be abandoned is how hard they played.
And that's
what
I'm
one thing that they
about.
Don't have to
And
abandon.
That's the one constant this season. Through it all, Stani, the Warriors have been getting after it defensively. We haven't even mentioned Gary Payton II, Stani. He was out there playing hellified defense along with his comrades, but that won them the game. You kept Houston to 93 points? I'm just saying, man, kudos. It's never about effort with the Warriors.
I don't want to get too much into the Rockets because you can always catch a team on the wrong night. But, boy, I think there's a team that's going to have trouble scoring.
Jalen Green, Stani, needs to – we talk about – he can't play in the half court to me. He's not the same player in the half court.
No, he's not. And Kalen Azubuki brought that out last night, too. Would it be crazy to occasionally ask Steph to fit around Kuminga, like the last caller said? Yeah, sure.
But I don't ever see that not happening. Steph passes the ball.
Yeah. I think what he's saying is – play more pick and roll,
yeah.
And then maybe that won't mean Steph's included as.
But you said guys would sag off of Kuminga, daring him to shoot.
But yeah, I think a smart team would.
But he can do something. He doesn't have to shoot. He can drive or try to do something.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm talking to Warrior fans today who were a little disillusioned yesterday. And I admit, the five-game losing streak got me to thinking that, man, maybe what we saw the first 12 games wasn't real, and maybe it's still not as real as a 10-2. But I think we saw last night that there's absolutely no doubt that this team can win if it plays together and plays hard. I want to play Steve Kerr before the game.
Turn your phone off first.
Yeah. And who is it?
It's my daughter. But
okay.
It's
you could have answered.
So I got this old computer.
Wow, dude.
Never mind.
You just shut it.
I just shut the computer. My bad. I want to play this Steve Kerr sound from before the game.
All right.
Last night. It's a question from Rick Bucher, but listen to Steve Kerr, because it was one of those quotes to me that it was like, that's it. That's what I'm talking about. Take a listen.
It's about, the question was the strength and weaknesses of playing such a deep rotation.
The strength of the team is the depth, our ability to play. Hopefully we'll prove this tonight without Steph and Draymond. I think we'll be able to get through stretches of injuries because we have so much depth on our roster. I think the weakness is almost the same thing. Is there's very little clarity for me and the staff as to who we should play every night down the stretch. We probably have had different lineups closing the game for the last five games. Mm-hmm. Good and bad with that, but it does help when you get some separation and you know for sure kind of who your group is, and we're not sure, you know, what that means yet.
And then conversely.
All right, so Jonathan Kuminga and Andrew Wiggins played the kind of game last night which gives them separation. I mean, clearly Steve Kerr's talking about separation in knowing who can play or who's going to play down the stretch and who's not. And he's looking for guys who can do it. And because those guys did it last night, they'll probably get another crack at it in the future.
Tell me if my Mickey Mouse ears are working, Stoney. I don't know why in that soundbite I got. And do you think that this is going to be a season-long thing in regard to having this deep rotation? Or is Kerr talking about if guys seizes a moment, we could see it back down to eight or nine guys?
Well, I interpret it as both, but maybe I'm wrong. I think what he's saying is, we're going to still play 11 guys, but I know night in and night out that most of the time, these five guys are going to finish the game. That's what I think he would ideally like.
Yeah.
But I do think he wants to, I think he knows that the only way they can play that hard consistently is to play 11 or 12 guys. But I do think he's also saying, we got to find a group at the end of the game that works.
Yeah. And you know,
and we don't know what that is yet, because the group that worked last night is not going to be the group that works tonight. It's just not.
Yeah.
Because Steph and Draymond are likely coming back.
And you screamed at me. You didn't scream, radio screamed at me, but I'm just one of those guys, and call 888-957-9570. All the people that want to see Wiggins and Kuminga together, and Stoney, I know you're like, you know what, Guru, it's not working. I'm like, well, make it work. And I just like what I saw last night. And I do understand the rat on the table was Dre and Steph weren't there. But it's exciting now moving forward, and we got a game in hours to see if they can incorporate or get some of that. Not the point production of 33 every night for Kuminga. That's unrealistic. But just the best version of themselves to give Kerr. Like, that was the help Steph needs nightly. You know what I mean? If you get something like that from Wiggins' energy, from Wiggins and Kuminga to go along with Steph, then you got something. But if it's a nothing burger, you know, on some nights, then they're going to struggle like we saw on the five-game losing streak.
Yeah, and that's where I want to go with Warrior fans today, because that's really what it's all about.
Yeah.
And it's what Guru just referenced, and it's what Steve Kerr talked about. All right, you got a great effort from Kuminga and Wiggins last night, but tonight, Draymond Green and Steph Curry are back. So how do you handle it if you're Steve Kerr? And if you're a Warrior fan and you're a Kuminga fan, and you see the way he played last night, how do we get him to play, maybe not like that, because Steph's going to be out on the floor, but how do you get him to keep that mindset, and Wiggins too, if they're on the floor with those other two guys?
Mm.
That's the question.
That's the season.
Yeah, exactly.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So 888-957-9570 is the number. You know, how much of that do you think Kuminga did because Steph and Draymond weren't there? And then how much of Kuminga can you get in relation to last night if he's got to play with Draymond Green and Steph Curry? What does that incorporation look like? 888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Yeah, I was driving in and just thought about this question. Stoney, put yourself in Kuminga's shoes last night. What was the difference? The difference to me is the silhouette of Draymond and Curry, it's respect. So I know Jonathan Kuminga gets the ball, and he's kind of talked about the OGs, and it goes through them first. It doesn't necessarily have to, but just think about how freely his mind was knowing whatever shot I take, however many field goal attempts I hoist tonight, they're not going to be taken away or me doing anything wrong in regard to an order. And I could kind of see, no excuses, Donnie, the psychological component of they, my team needs me. There is no Steph or Dre to defer to. I got to go get it. And that's how you get 22 field goal attempts. That's why I was saying with Curry the other night in Denver, Wiggins, you should be cussed out shooting only 7 times. There's nothing you could say to anybody on why you shot 7 times. But how does Kuminga deal with that now when he's on the court, whenever it happens with Curry and Dre, to be aggressive, yeah, looking for his, maybe.
It's a puzzle. Can't, you know, he's not going to probably be able to be as aggressive as he was last night.
I got you.
But can he be aggressive enough to continue to play winning basketball, stay efficient, and do some things that like he rebounded last night.
They both did.
So,
and pod.
That was a big thing too. So 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Sucker Free. Sucker Free in San Francisco.
What's up?
Hey.
Man, I'm telling you, man. I've been on the show for years now, and it took Guru and Steiny to get me back into the saddle. So how y'all doing today, fellas?
Oh, that's a hell of a
appreciate
compliment,
it,
man.
Thank you. So Willard and Dibbs couldn't do it, huh?
Hey.
Well, Well, you know, as far as, you know,
in your work schedule, yeah. No, yeah, I got you.
So you always got to incorporate that.
Sure.
But as far as getting what Steph and Draymond need to do, they need to get that dog pound mentality going with it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none.
Wow.
So you got to incorporate and make sure you make sure you give Kuminga a taste. And on the other flip side, Kuminga got to be on that shoot your shot. And if they incorporate that, they can work together. Steph is a player that can work with anybody.
Mm.
And Warrior fans, anybody that was trying to put Kuminga on the trade block and all that, you don't get too many 6'7" cats that got a nice mid-range to long-range shot and can create his own shot off the dribble and is athletic. So, see, that's the problem with Warrior fans sometimes. I feel like it's the new generation because mm-hmm. I came up yep. in the 80s and 90s.
But right on.
I used to go through the 20-win seasons, 25, 33-win seasons. So once you get a taste of this, you can't forget where you come from mentality.
Right.
And you gotta appreciate what you got. And on my man Pods, I gotta give Pods his respect.
Mm.
That man is like Steve Rogers. I'm calling him Steve Rogers, Captain America. He can do this all day.
Yeah.
Because the energy he brings, he reminds me of when I used to play pickup, and you probably can relate to
of
this,
course.
Fellas.
Yeah, not
that
good.
High energy guy, you like, I do not want to have to deal with this type of dude.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, sucker. Appreciate the call, man. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
And let's put another rat on the table. Again, when was the last time Curry cussed somebody out? He allowed the great Kevin Durant to come be a part of this, and it worked. He's so unselfish, so it may just be in Kuminga's mind, you know, on some night, Stani, that he can't get his Jordan pool on. And that was a facet of Jordan pool on a good day that I loved. He didn't care who was out there. So I just would tell Jonathan Kuminga, hey, man, it might not be 22 shots, but Curry wants nothing more than from somebody to be ultra aggressive. And maybe it's you know, dependent on Kuminga's psyche to know you can go get some. The homies can have some and still not mess up what Steph's got going on or the team.
By the way, there's only one Steve Rogers.
Captain America.
No. The former pitcher for the Montreal Expos.
The lefty.
He's a hell of a starter.
The lefty.
I think he was a righty.
Steve Rogers was a lefty. And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah, Steve Rogers threw right-handed.
You didn't look it up that fast.
I know who he is.
Who am I thinking? The space guy from the Expos.
That's Bill Lee.
Oh!
And he played for the Red Sox.
But he also played for the Expos.
Yeah, he's left-handed.
Yeah.
Steve Rogers is right-handed.
Yeah.
He's also white-handed.
He's also white. He was their ace, Steve yeah. Rogers.
Did you catch Sucker Free's a great song by Snoop Dogg in the Dog Pound? Ain't no fun if the homies can't have
it. Yeah, I was going to ask you, what does that mean?
It's one of their best songs.
But what does it mean?
No, I don't think we should really get into
it. Like,
okay,
no,
stop.
Everybody,
no, stop. You already wanted to get into pornography earlier, and I'm not doing that.
Who did that?
We're not doing that.
I did not mention that word.
No, not that word. Not that word, you didn't, but remember, we got kids in the car.
Yeah. We love it.
Some of them are home. You know.
I'm a back.
Hey, by the way. Well, you know what?
Where is he, Priest?
Well, Priest isn't calling. You know why? Because Golden State right now is not a boneyard.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not over.
Let's go to D. D in the city. What's up, D? How you doing, man? D in the city. See you later.
We'll see.
Oh, see you later. By the way, can I take a second to
as many as you need
shout somebody out? Okay. So let me tell you something. We have a client at 95.7 The Game. Friedman's Appliance. Let me tell you something about Friedman's Appliance that I saw last night. This is unbelievable. This company is unbelievable. I'm watching the Warrior game last night, and they have a Friedman's Appliance commercial on, and it's a wonderful commercial about the live working vignettes. And I know one of the reasons why it's so successful. The humility of that company and the modesty of that company is so incredible that it makes you want to go there. So I'm watching the commercial. Wonderful commercial. And at the end of the commercial, this was their tagline. Friedman's Appliance, perhaps the best showroom in the country. Friedman's, I got to tell you, there's no need for perhaps. That is polite, that is humble, but it's not needed. This is the best showroom in the country. Ain't no perhaps. Mm. But you know what? Somebody thought about it to such a degree that they said, you know what? Let's not be arrogant. There's too much arrogance in the world today.
Yeah.
We don't have to do that. We're the best. We know we're the best. We have the best showroom from New York to Hawaii. And yet, somebody thought enough to say, well, let's not rub it in. Let's just say, perhaps.
I saw that commercial.
The greatest showroom in the country. That's why we are proud to partner with them. You know why? Because they don't rub your nose and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't. Hey, look at me. Look at me, everybody. I'm the best appliance store going. When you're that good, you don't have to say it. So kudos to Friedman's Appliance.
In those couple minutes.
Love that place.
Yeah.
Pleasant Hill. Pleasant Hill, right? Not Valley. Pleasant Hill.
Don't ruin it.
Cut that last part, but perhaps. Send it to the client.
That's called tact, man.
Send it to the client.
How?
Yes.
Honestly, seriously, this is an honest question. Okay. I want you to think hard. How do you do such a perfect 2-minute spiel off the top of your head about one of our loving clients? And yet, yesterday, on our first crossover for Abundant Life, you can't do it. It's one sentence.
That's a great question.
You got another crack today at it. I'm just curious.
It's the pressure, Evan.
How and why?
No, I'll tell you.
It's the pressure.
And I'm going to be honest. I'll be honest with you.
It
wasn't the pressure. Here's what it was. I've got a relationship with Friedman's. It's lasted years. 5, 6, 8 years. And I believe in that company. Now, Abundant Life Weight Loss, I'm just getting to know. They're a newer type of client. And you know what? If you want to say, well, Steiny, it sounds like you believe in Friedman's a little more than Abundant Life, I would say, well, okay, maybe right now, let's see what Abundant Life can bring to the table.
Are you sure it's just because Goo has the relationship with them?
That might be part of it, Evan.
No, it's pressure. You're good at when somebody tells you not to do something, you're immaculate. You can do it. But when they say, hey, you got to do it like this, Evan
deals with it every day. Don't tell me how to do it. Don't tell me how to do it. I don't need instruction.
Like,
I don't need to be coached.
You're not a gold glove host with the reads.
What?
You're not a gold glove host. Like, you make errors. We all do.
Hey, speaking of that, do you see Matt Chapman's going to move to shortstop maybe? All right, 888-957-9570. I see D in the city. I see Joe in the creek.
Let's go.
I see Fossey in the East Bay. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go. It's a payday Friday. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
I work for Moody.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Warriors, yeah! 13-8. Let's go. Extrapolates to over 50 wins. Get in the game.
We'll see.
Dang, you know, 5-game losing streak. Now we stink.
Oh, okay.
I'm locked in today, man.
You said you were mad at me about something.
Our relationship on the brink. I'm being real. This means something to me. 7 years of dealing with you, the one thing I've learned, you don't watch movies, but I know who you love and like.
Okay.
And it's Bob Dylan.
Sure.
And you're not talking about Timothy Chalamet, who's going to play Bob Dylan on Christmas Day, the movie called A Complete Unknown.
Right.
And if I come back from vacation and you have not taken the great Susan to see that movie, we're done. How are you not excited, Evan?
I'd have to go alone. I need to lock into that movie.
Real quick.
Oh, boy.
Who's the main actor?
Timothy. Now, see, when he does it, it's okay, Evan. Now I feel like Shaq. Timothy Chalamet.
Shamalama Ding Dong.
Shamalama
Ding Dong. It's Otis Day and the Nights.
Bob Dylan's got a biopic.
Chalamet.
Chalamet. Damn it, Goo. But anyway, are you going to see it?
Yeah, I'll definitely see that.
Well,
the reason I'll see it is because Dylan put out a tweet where he's like,
he's on Twitter?
Yeah, somebody runs it for him. Yeah, so, what was his name?
Evan will tell you.
Great young actor, William Chalamet. He's going to play me in a biopic. I don't know that I need a biopic made of me, but I guess if there's somebody who's going to play me, it may as well be Bobby.
He could have found
Bobby Chalamet.
Yeah, I can't wait, Steiny.
Yeah. You're not going to see it.
I'm a movie connoisseur.
It's a documentary.
It's a movie.
It's a biopic.
Yeah. I mean, somebody plays Bob Dylan.
And you could say biopic and still be right. Remember, you guys tried to tell me, you don't say it that way.
Gladiator 2 better.
I want to do a... Chesky and I talk about doing a movie podcast.
The movie hasn't even come out yet. The second one.
What are you talking? I've seen it twice.
I'm talking about, he said it's better than the movie that hasn't even come out yet.
Gladiator 2's out.
Do you live under a rock?
Thank you. Do you, Goo?
I meant you.
Who?
What are you talking?
Steiny.
This is stick right now. We don't do
Joe
stick.
Spadoni just said that Gladiator 2 is better than A Complete Unknown.
Oh, okay,
A Complete Unknown hasn't come out yet.
I got you.
It's a little
piece
stick.
Of chance. Yeah. John Lennon. Zucci Mane says you should see Steiny strut around Friedman's.
Oh, my gosh. You think I act like a big shot at the ship? You should see me at Friedman's among the live working vignettes. Oh, my God.
You're big out there, though.
I love Friedman.
Yeah.
So what?
All right. Hey, Fitz, I love you.
Fitzy, we got to have him on.
But I caught you last night.
What?
I caught Fitz. He'll say he didn't.
You need to slow down.
He'll say he didn't.
Do a curve. Think about what you're going to say.
No, it's Fitz. I love Fitz. I think he made a mistake, but he came back and, like the true pro, made it sound like he didn't. The Rockets had cut the lead to about 4 with about 4 minutes to go, and he said, well, how did he say it? He goes, will the winning streak end tonight?
Okay.
And they went right to a commercial.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, dude, they're on a 5-game losing streak. So he got that wrong. But then he came back like the true pro, and he used this one. He goes, before the break, we said we were talking about a winning streak. Of course, Houston has been beaten by the Warriors 14 straight times.
That's what he meant. How dare you?
They were winning. They were winning at the point. Anyway.
I'll bring it up to him when I see him tonight.
Fitzy!
Yep.
Fitzy. Did you hear? You see what he's doing at free throws? You see what he and Clinton were doing at free throws? Evan, you didn't
like it.
You were at the game, right?
Yeah, please tell me.
So Fitz is you may be surprised, but Fitz is very concerned with the Warriors' free throw shooting. And so during one of the free throws early in the game, I don't know why, but he asked Clinton how his Thanksgiving was. Guy makes 2 free throws. And then another Warrior comes up 3 minutes later and goes to the line. Fitz starts asking Kalen about what his Christmas plans are. And he makes 2. And so Fitz started this thing where anytime a Warrior was at the line,
that's great.
He was talking about something other than basketball. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
It was good. These guys are getting a lot better.
He's gonna have to try something else tonight.
That sounds like a bad. That sounds like a backhanded compliment. But those guys are really developing chemistry.
Or like kind of your like Friedman
you,
love.
You no, but I mean like you and me. We weren't good at the beginning, but then we grew.
Well, we spend more time together than any other show outside of the studio.
That's true.
I think that matters.
That's true. Well, the other guys on the other shows can't stand each other.
Well. We can't stand each other sometimes.
All right, let's get to some calls. Let's go to Joe in Walnut Creek. Joe, what's going on, man?
Hey, not much. Hey, listen, this is perhaps going to be the best call, perhaps, that you've ever gotten.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
That's a 4, and that's a P1. Thank you, Joe.
Up to it, baby.
Appreciate it.
Hey, you asked the question, like, how do you unlock Kuminga? It's not really rocket science. When he's gotten more than 24 minutes the last 2 years, he's averaged almost 19. When he's gotten under 24 minutes, he's averaged under 11. This is not about JK. It's really about his minutes. It's about Kerr not trusting him.
Mm.
Second point, look back to when he's done well. Last year, Draymond was out. He did well. This year, Draymond fouls out. He takes the overtime game over and single-handedly makes that win. This year, it's the same. So he doesn't play well with Dre. Hmm. And it's because they play the same position or close to it.
Yeah.
So Kerr's got to coach and figure out a way to get him minutes, because if he gets them, he's going to score 20. If he doesn't, it's going to be the same old junk we've been watching.
Appreciate it, Joe. I'll tack on. I mean, that's the issue. You've got 3 forwards that you want to get on the floor: Draymond, Kuminga, and Wiggins. And of course, Draymond could play some 5, but
wear and tear.
No, and that's one part of it. But then, might you have an issue with spreading the floor because teams don't really attack Wiggins and Kuminga on the perimeter?
Yeah,
but we'll see.
I'll do this because it's not about individuals. Yesterday was a beautiful game by the whole team, Stoney. But the bottom line is I'm looking at Kuminga's points right now. He's averaging 14.8 points. And I'm not exonerating him of any blame of this because he's
part of
it.
But you don't blame the players.
But when I watch last night and you see the gifts and what he can do on a good day, there's no way Jonathan Kuminga should be averaging 14 points, especially on the, if you rounded up 15, on this team. So, again, there. What did you say earlier, Stoney, was profound? It's a puzzle, and that's what the Warriors are. But if you can get this piece to fit for whatever reason, it's on him, but it's also on the coaching staff and the mental psychologists of the team, Dre and Steph, to make this man feel like when he's out there, you can just kind of – I keep bringing up Jordan Poole because he had the guts of a cat burglar. You had to tell him, hey, son, quit shooting. If he can incorporate some of that, oh, they're not here, I'm going to be aggressive with them there, man, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, just a couple things. Sometimes I think you throw around the word profound. Yeah, just a little too much. I just said it's a puzzle. That's not really that profound. I appreciate the nice
words.
But
if it registers to me as profound, that's all that matters. How can you take
just
a
say to me then?
And get
and then secondly, let's come up with something different than guts of a cat burglar. It's
those are the biggest guts in life. Right, if you steal,
but
you to break it
doesn't mean you use it 4 times a show. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you saying I'm over?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So
our
maybe do something like
on the brink. No, it's all good, Stoney. Wow.
Maybe say something like,
doing that with you.
I saw another.
That's a good question.
Alone the Beast last night. Maybe something like, Stoney, he's got the guts of an ethically harvested moose. You get it?
No, yuck.
By the way, do you use that term?
Never.
When you do what you do to a deer, do you camouflage it and say we harvested it? That's the term. No, that is, you know that. You know that term, right?
No, we use the old school John Wayne term.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the one that they say is the one you.
Yeah.
They say the ones you.
I got you.
Yeah. You're mean, Steiny. I'm kidding. Stop it.
And you're a softie.
Friday.
I hate people that think it's real.
And your guru's right. I'm profound most of the time. Let's go to Fossey. In the East Bay. What's going on, Fossey? How you doing?
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Happy
yes, sir.
Payday Friday.
Oh, yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
Yo, shout out to JK, man. He came out there and balled yesterday. And this is just me thinking, but I think Steve Kerr challenged JK yesterday. You know, he probably took a page out of Phil Jackson's book, you know, maybe got some candles going, some of that Zen Master stuff, and said, look, JK, we got a few guys out tonight. You want to be that guy? I believe you're that guy. Show us. And JK came out there and did it. But as far as your question earlier and how do you keep it going, I'm watching the game last night, and I'm thinking the same thing. Like, how are we going to do this when Draymond and Steph comes back? And I'm tuning in today, and I'm thinking you guys are going to have the answers, but I guess not. You guys are asking us. But the best thing I could come up with is, like the previous caller, is, man, take away some of those minutes that Draymond has been taking up. Put in another shooter with Steph and Wiggins and JK, and then get a big guy down low and open up the floor, some spacings for the game to come to JK. But, that's the best I could come up with. But you know what? That's why Steve Kerr gets to pay the big bucks.
Appreciate it, Fossey.
But we got to put some respect real quick on Dre. He's always at the top of the key, trying to be Vinny Testaverde, looking for somebody slashing or cutting. So it ain't like he's clogging the paint.
Yeah. No, you're right. And
what was that? I didn't like that.
Well, yeah, first of all, Fossey, I do have all the answers.
Wow.
Okay, but in order to include some of you guys out there, I got to pose it as a question. Yeah, how to get you guys involved, keep you in the mix. Kind of like Kerr needs to do with Kuminga. Sometimes you got to spoon feed him, like the listeners.
After thinking about it, I can't believe I said I wish they didn't have a game tonight. I am. Keep this thing going.
You know, keep
this thing going.
I told this to a friend of mine who's going through some anxiety. Just take some deep breaths before you talk. Think about it. And that was to somebody else. That wasn't to you. That was to a friend who was looking for advice.
You're special.
I get come to a lot for advice by people.
Not with Evan and I.
Please.
Dude.
Oh, my God.
If you did the analytics of our conversation,
Evan,
and we're younger than you, we're giving you the advice.
Evan.
Keep it real now.
Evan, he doesn't know how much advice I give you when we go out without him.
I met the criteria to be selected.
Tone texts in.
Oh,
why is he on you like that? He's got me rolling. You're not on me.
I'm
radio
on
personality.
Right. It's radio.
You're soft.
Oh, here you go. This is profound.
S-O-F-T.
It's theater of the mind.
You
said that was brilliant about 3 months ago. Let's go out to the callers. Let's go to Dave in Oakland. Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we're having a great day early.
Fired up, man.
Still early, but so far so good.
Right on. So here's my thing. A caller just brought up, like, why are we playing? I know our form of ball that we play, but Kuminga is a three that we allow to play the four because we need him there. I've never looked at Kuminga as a four. I wanted to get you guys' opinion on that. That's all I got.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I've always thought of him as a four, but it's because I don't think he had the perimeter game that a three needs to have. However,
go ahead. I'm waiting.
Maybe he'll be more of a three down the line. Some people think he's a full-on three now. I think he can play three and four. It was Draymond who called him a four, right?
Yeah, but Kerr this offseason said they wanted him to be a three, and that's what he was working on this offseason.
Right, but
so
Kerr's never liked to play him at three.
Because he deems him not ready.
Right. Go ahead, E.
No. Draymond said he was always a three to him. But I would ask you this. Last night, who played more like a three, Kuminga or Wiggins?
Probably Kuminga.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? And give me the water drop. I remember talking to Chris Mullen about this.
Molly.
Thank you. And I was like, why are people, who cares if Kuminga's a three or four? And I forget what he said, but he did explain a subtle difference. And I was like, okay, but is it really that big a deal?
Which was?
I can't remember.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was.
You had me ready.
No, you know, he's fours typically play closer to the basket, threes more out on the perimeter, obviously. But
I think Kuminga thinks
the
of
point
himself
is you want
is
him to be
three, though.
You want him to be interchangeable.
Yeah, but I think, give me that. Kuminga thinks he's a three.
Of course he does. Yep. look, it's pretty simple. Centers want to be forwards, forwards want to be guards, and guards want to be centers.
I always thought rappers wanted to be ball players and ball players wanted to be rappers.
That can still be true. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, every center wants to shoot outside. You know, I know I can speak for myself. You know, as a guard, I love to go down into the low post and utilize that big ass of mine.
I was just about to say it.
And, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Donut butt.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Smoothie in Oakland. What's up, Big Smoothie? Smoothie's got a plan.
He's got to be in a good mood.
Smoothie's got a plan.
My favorite crew, but I also say that when I call the roast. But anyway, listen.
Our guy.
Okay. And I said this a while ago. Kuminga's a 4-3-2 guy. He's a 4 who plays the 3 who rebounds like a 2. But he had a great game last night.
He did.
Here's what I would do. Forget that. Let's run this. Let Draymond and Steph rest again. Let's run this back so we can really see what this is. I mean, at this stage, you know, these young guys need to play. There's no other way around it. And we may lose a few in the process, but lose now. We saw something good last night. And you know what? Does it really matter? We're splitting hairs about who's a 4-3. Whatever. Just play. Some games he may play like a 3. Some games he may play like a 4. But here's what I did notice about Kuminga. If you notice, man, he started utilizing that DeMar Rosen game, that little closer to the rim.
Yeah.
I think he's effective. If you notice, he's starting to use that little bank shot.
Yeah.
And I heard DeRozan say this. DeRozan said, man, he studied that Wizards Jordan. He said, if you look at that Wizards Jordan, he was masterful with that close to the bucket game. And he mastered it. And DeRozan said, I studied that. So I thought Kuminga, man, go study tape on Wizards Jordan and DeRozan. And I think you're going to get your bag if you keep doing that. Because last night, what he did, he had nine rebounds, correct?
Something like that.
Run
it
back and tell the guys, hey, listen, here's one thing. We know this. If you play defense in the league, you got a shot because nobody really wants to play defense in this league. If you can get them to say, guys, play defense tonight and don't turn the ball over, we're going to win more games than we lose. So I like it. Run it back. Let's see.
Hey, Big Smoothie. Big Smoothie, you give us the conversation how you would tell Steph and Dre, hey, we're going to run last night back. You guys can take it off. How would that start?
They need a rest, man. They need a rest, dude. What are you talking about? They say they need a rest because we need you guys. You don't need to play a back-to-back for Minnesota. Are you kidding me? Let those guys play one of those Minnesota games. These guys might be able to squeak out another win, Goo. And we need to see what we got here. This may be something we can expand on.
Thanks, Smoothie. Appreciate the call.
He's been using that glass too, Stoney. But you gave him his credit. I'm pointing my partner out.
Oh, there you go.
You talked about his midi. Like,
great mid-range.
Man.
Get the BJ Armstrong sound for once and for all.
Oh, man.
And that's how the Warriors get back on the map, following what BJ Armstrong said.
Which, nothing wrong with
teams. We'll have that later. Later in the show.
What?
Yeah, Evan. Evan's talking.
Yeah, you know, I'm in a good mood today. I'm not going to bring up. No, I'm not gonna.
Go ahead.
What?
You looked at me as if there was something you could bring up.
Oh, I could bring up a million things.
So I could do it.
But I'm not gonna.
No.
But I don't want to.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a real savvy comment.
What about the guy that said I knew football? That's my
the same guy.
I went running back, Evan, on the way home from
the side.
You know
what? So few people.
I'm big in the shy.
Few people praise you. I would be remiss not to tell you to try to remember those people.
Jason Barrett from Barrett Sports Media did an article where we met at a coffee shop with a reporter. I was the first one.
It was freelance. Wasn't really. You know what I mean? It was one
you
of those.
You just want me to jump off the bridge. I get it, Stoney.
You know, I was. You know, somebody in between jobs who, you know. I made $75 off that story. Why do I do that?
Yeah.
It's just no call.
But why, when I look at Evan, I feel like he's like, get back to the work. It's Friday. Letting it loose.
It is Friday.
Yeah.
You know what? We got 2 or 3 minutes here. I'll give you a chance.
To talk?
What is your... This is where you're so weird. I don't get it. Why... Does it offend you, or why do you even care that Bill Belichick
Oh my God.
Talk to the University of North Carolina.
If he takes the job or ends up in college, we all lose. He's an NFL savant. Somebody hire him. And I think he's just doing that to shake general managers around the league. Like, don't forget about me. I might not be here. Man, the hoodie needs to come back. That's all. And when I saw that, Steiny, if he takes this job, I'm done. I'm just done with sports.
Let me tell you something, and I speak from experience. When you've mastered and you've accomplished your field, which Belichick has done and I have in certain areas, you need a new challenge. He's won 6 Super Bowls. What does he need 3 more for? Now he wants to see if he can coach on the college level. Like Bob Dylan going electric. He wrote the folk songs that made everybody go wow. And then people want more folk songs. And he says, you know, I'm going electric. Mm. And then they don't like the electric. Then they start to like the electric. And he goes, you know what? Now I'm going gospel in your face. The great ones conquer a challenge, then move on to a new one. Kudos to Bill Belichick.
Go ahead, Evan.
I'm not going to lie. Things to be frustrated with Bill Belichick about. I didn't think you were going to go there. I thought you were going to talk about the fact that he made it red carpet official with Jordan Hudson yesterday. There's a 48-year age gap.
I'm an older man.
Oh, my God. Jordan's a woman.
Yeah.
I was like, who's Jordan Hudson? Is that like he's the top recruit at North Carolina?
Man.
And you know what? She might be. She's young enough.
She's got eligibility.
Evan's young. Spadoni, they got their whole. You and I are. We're on the back nine. When I see a guy can do that, that's what I'm. Well, not me personally, but that's. I'm living through him. How can you hate on that? It's not illegal.
I don't hate on it. It just. Is not
you don't want him
my
happy.
Cup of tea.
And who are you to judge?
I'm not judging.
Only God can judge.
Well, don't you understand? I'm not judging.
Well, you don't like it. Evan doesn't like it. When Evan's 45, call me, Evan. Hopefully I'm still here. And then talk about...
How old's Belichick?
72.
He's breaking the one rule that you have about it that is already an archaic rule. The one about cut your age in half and add 7.
He's LeBron in the
bedroom. He still isn't following that one.
Every commercial's Blue Chew, Viagra. He's good. And he's pretty good because he's staying with
again,
him.
Again.
I love it.
I'm not going down this road. This is not what people want to listen to.
You don't know that. Listen, if you go to the car dealership and you're buying a car,
okay,
you want no miles. That would be your ideal goal. So
you
for
be
him
so
to
careful
be 72 and to
goal,
be able to
brother.
Be attractive to somebody that young and beautiful, that's a feat.
It's not hard to be attracted to somebody that young and beautiful.
See,
that's not hard to do.
I'm going
to
back off.
Now, acting
I
on
said
that.
What I said. I'm done.
I'm out.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors, you try to downplay that. Come on. Oh, yeah. The Warriors, look what they did. All you doubters out there, you know what they did? I know it was one game, but they stuck it in your face. Doubting Warrior fans. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Do not miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com. That segment also brought to you by the California Lottery.